Welcome to the leadership series On the Sofa with Angie. I'm Angie Vo. I'm the founder and CEO of Women in Tech Forum, and I'll be your host for today's session. I'm delighted to be joined today by Megan Schoendorf, who is the engineering manager for Watershed. Megan, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So Megan, you've had an incredible career that spanned all over the world. So India, China, the US, and now you're here in London. I'd love to hear a little bit about your background.
Yeah, absolutely. I did have a chance to spend a lot of time in Asia. I worked there a couple times. I worked in India as a software engineer. I studied abroad in Hong Kong. I worked in Singapore for 2 years as a international lecturer in electrical engineering. It felt like a different life. It was really incredible. But then I sort of came back to California, got my master's in electrical engineering, and started working for enterprise SaaS startups, and have sort of been on that path ever since.
Fantastic. And what made you decide to be based in London?
Yeah. So I had been, I'd worked for a startup, got acquired by Salesforce. I was a founding engineer at a new startup. It ended up getting acquired by Snowflake. I was there for several years. And then I came to Watershed because I realized that I wanted to kind of marry my earlier career where I was working in Asia and doing things that were a little bit more mission-oriented to my current career being an engineering manager in software companies. And I found Watershed and found that it was this very mission-oriented company and I could really do that. And so I was working for them for a bit, and they opened up an office in Europe, which was originally just a go-to-market office, and they realized that they needed to have a product team on the ground talking to European customers. And so they wanted to send over a couple people to help get that office started. And so I came to London to hire up a team and really get, establish a presence here in Europe for Watershed.
Fantastic. So you run a team of engineering managers now in London.
Well, I'm working on it. I just got here about 2 months ago. I've been talking to a bunch of people, and I am building up a team, hoping to have, a team of probably 10 people by the time I leave.
Fantastic. So Watershed is a company that helps other organizations reduce their carbon footprint. So it's something that a lot of companies are talking about right now and starting to act on. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the mission of Watershed and how you're working with other organizations to reduce their carbon footprint.
Yeah, absolutely. So the co-founders started the company about 3 years ago, and they had a goal to really have a significant reduction, a significant impact on the amount of carbon that was being emitted globally. And the big way that you get that to happen is by working with companies, because you're not going to individual action your way out of a climate crisis. You're actually going to get the enterprises to emit less carbon. And so Watershed partners with companies who want to have a climate program. And first thing that we help them do is to measure, to understand where their carbon emissions actually are. Many companies are, especially in the United States, really don't have a very good idea about where their emissions even are. And, sometimes we'll talk to a company that says, we recycle. Do you take that into account in your measurement? We're like, oh yeah, recycling doesn't really, that's not the key thing. And so the first step is to really just give them visibility into what it is that actually causes these emissions in the first place. And then we work with them to form a reductions plan, to make a commitment, things like committing to a science-based target, help them to make public disclosures, and work with them to actually execute on these plans and bring down their emissions. And we also have a marketplace where you can purchase offsets for the last little bit in order to get to your goal.
Excellent. And I know a lot of people, particularly the younger generations now, when they're looking for careers, social impact, sustainability, the environment are really key. What type of people do you attract to come and work at Watershed?
That's a great question. Everyone I talk to at some point during our conversation will mention like, oh yeah, that's great that this is in the climate space. I find that really interesting. But I would say that there is kind of a wide spectrum. Watershed is this rocket of a startup. We have amazing investors. We're growing really quickly. And it's a great place to come and grow your career. And so there's people on that end of the spectrum who are here because it is a great place to grow their career. And the fact that it's in climate is kind of a nice plus. And you have sort of people on the other end of the spectrum where they were like, we only wanted to go work for something in climate. And we're so excited that Watershed is doing that. But so we really sort of find a good mix. I think that's super important because at the end of the day, you don't actually get to have any impact at all if you don't survive as a business. And so you really do want people who are here because it's a great business. And you really do want to sort of succeed in that way as well.
Absolutely. And then in terms of the team that you're building across engineering, which is typically very male dominated, how are you sort of changing that dynamic that's so prevalent across the industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's definitely tough. When I came in to Watershed, they had goals around what we call underrepresented group hiring. And they were engaging with a sort of boutique DEIB firm that was helping to do leadership training on the right way to be a really great inclusive workplace. But there's a lot of work to be done. And so one of the first things that I kind of came in and said was like, I really want to focus some of my time on making sure that we are doing a great job with our recruiting. Not just setting the goals, but hitting the goals and like, what are the right ways to do that? Evaluating the full interview process, making sure that every step along the way was very thoughtful. And also saying like, look, we're gonna slow down our hiring. If we can't hit our URG goals, then we're not gonna hit any of our goals, right? We're not gonna just like plow ahead anyway. And that was what I would have called a very spicy opinion when I first came in, because growth was really important to us at that point. But the whole organization kind of rallied around this and said, absolutely, this is what, like, we all agree with this. Let's pull that lever and say, you know, we're basically going to limit our growth based on how well we can do on these metrics. And it's been really incredible. So we've hit our goals in the whole company overall is more than 50% underrepresented group. And within engineering, I don't think we've dipped below 33% since I've joined. Obviously there's like, you know, you like hire a few people and it kind of spikes up and then comes back down, but we've sort of had this hard limit of 33% that we've managed to hold in engineering.
Excellent. Well, certainly, you know, more than 50% of your workforce is underrepresented groups and 33% in engineering is fantastic and is significantly above the industry standards. I know when Watershed opened its first sort of London office, one of the first sort of programs and initiatives that Watershed ran was to partner with Women in Tech Forum. Why did Watershed choose to partner with us?
I mean, it's a really meaningful thing for us to do. We are dedicated to, you know, setting these really aggressive targets with our underrepresented group hiring. And so tapping into that diverse talent pool is really important. We're really excited to partner and do the leadership series and the ongoing professional development. I mean, all of these are key goals for our company that the Women in Tech Forum is doing really great work in.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're delighted to partner with Watershed as well and aligned in our values and also our passion to drive sustainable growth and to reduce our own carbon emissions as well. So Megan, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure as well.